Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
The Cats are off to a flyer in 2024, Jess, the only undefeated team in the league.
Don't jinx it. Well,
it's not jinxing if it's just facts. And one of those team members joining us in the studio now, good afternoon, veteran. Yeah, I see that it's been added to your tagline. Mitch Duncan, good
old
afternoon.
Man. Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into a few other things, so you're described as a veteran. At what point in your career do they go like, oh, you're 31, you're a veteran, or you're 32, or is it a certain amount of games?
Is it just a vibe?
I suppose maybe over 30.
Yeah.
I think like the 30 is probably the new 27. In modern football.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, yeah, when you start reaching those early 30s, you definitely get called a veteran. And maybe games played has a little bit to do with it.
Okay, fantastic. Right. We appreciate you coming in. We know you've had a pretty busy month or so, not only playing pretty good footy, but very exciting news. Congratulations to you and your partner, Demi, welcoming your fourth child, Parker.
Parker. Yes.
Now, Goodness me. What's the jump like from 3 to 4? Because I get told all the time that 2 to 3 is the big one, and then 3 to 4, your house is already chaos.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how I've found it at the minute, albeit Parker doesn't move a hell of a lot at this stage. So
pretty slow.
Ask me that in a year's time when he's up and about. I might have a different answer, but 2 to 3 I found quite difficult at the time, just kind of lumping two kids on me, like effectively.
You're outnumbered.
You're outnumbered. And then, but I'm used to having three by myself, so, you know, when Parker's with Demi and I'm dropping kids at school, picking them up and doing other activities. It's kind of just the norm now. So, don't get me wrong, there's some hard times and, Demi and I are challenged, but, you know, we love it. And we've got great support from family and friends. Demi's school mums help out a hell of a lot and the school dads. So we thank them. But no, their home life is going well at the minute, thanks.
The story in the news was pretty exciting that you were meant to be playing against Adelaide. You had to jump on a plane. And what was the timeline from landing back in town to getting the hospital to Parker being born? Because the way it was written, it was like you walked in as Parker was born.
Was it a little bit? Just catch him as you walked through the door. It was not too far.
There was about a two-hour window there from the hospital to when he was born.
Wow.
So God. Demi rang me about 2:30. She actually FaceTimed me, and I'm like, that's weird because all the kids are in care. I'm like, why are you FaceTiming me? And she showed me the nurses, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, oh, I said, it's not April Fool's yet, kind of thing. And that was about 2:30, and then she was like, they're not letting me go home. Baby's going to have to come tonight. And I was like, oh, boy, a few decisions to make. So I went and spoke to Andrew Mackey and Chris Scott, and I said, well, I think I'm going to go home. And they gave me the all clear, and as they were always going to do. And then, on the next flight, I think the flight was like 4:40, which was 5:10 Melbourne time.
Oh, yeah, because you lose the
half. Which Demi wasn't aware of. And then, got to the airport the hospital about 8 o'clock, and he was born at 10. So
jeez.
It is pretty close.
It was pretty close, but it was all, pretty calm.
You were like, you've done it 3 times before, you'll be fine.
It was all pretty calm, and, got the surprise that it was another boy, and everything's gone smoothly since.
So fantastic. Now, Jess and I were chatting before you came in here about your AFL Life membership that's been awarded to you once you play a certain amount of games, like pre-season. So you've played 300 games, but it's really 270 odd.
Yeah.
Like including the pre-season. So that's why you've been inducted. Jess was asking me
Tim, what does that mean? Like, what are you officially?
I don't know.
Do you get like into this secret club they give you? Are you allowed to talk about what you?
Well, to be honest, I don't actually really know. I haven't got anything yet.
There's no certificate.
I think you do get a certificate. Yeah. So and then the season launch of the AFL next year, I think you get acknowledged and inducted and get your certificate.
That's where you get your gold card.
You get a gold card. You get
20% off at the cat shop for the rest of your life. That'd be great.
Obviously, I'm assuming you get an AFL membership for the rest of your life to go to any game.
Oh, huge.
Potentially. And I'm sure there's a few other perks along there. Okay. But I'm not quite sure. So I can't give you much, to be honest.
Good to know.
But it's nice to be in there. You know, there's a few of my teammates and ex-teammates that are in there. So it'll always be good to catch up, whether it's a grand final day that, you know, hopefully the Cats are playing in and, in due time, and I'm there supporting them, and yeah, with a group of mates, we good fun.
Get to be one of those old guys at the club. It's like back in my day. Yeah.
Well, he's already a veteran, yeah, so it is back in his day. Mitch Duncan from the Cats still joining us in the studio ahead of Geelong's game on Saturday afternoon at the MCG against the Blues. Probably going to be the game of the round. I know everyone loves Anzac Day, obviously, between the Bombers and Pies, but this is top of the ladder stuff, Mitch. And how are you feeling? Undefeated.
Yeah, what's still the feeling at the club? Is everyone kind of like, don't talk about it?
Keep the
lid on.
You're
going to jinx it? Or is it, you know, what's the feeling like?
Well, it hasn't, to be honest, it hasn't been spoken about. Obviously, it's going to be a great game this week.
Don't bring
you
it
just,
up.
You just keep bringing it up now. But it will be a great game, and fortunately, it's our home game too. So can't stress enough to get all the Cats fans down the hallway. We've got to outdo the Carlton supporters, because obviously
making a lot of noise
when they're up and about. They come out of all. So yeah, more Cats fans we can get there, the merrier. Hopefully the V line's running correctly.
A few people were called out last weekend with the V line, but after a wet, quite a wet game on Saturday night up in Brisbane, Jess was over at my place. I was having a bit of a barbecue and we were watching it. It just looked miserable.
Saturated.
But when it gets to that wet, it's just like you'd rather it be that wet than that half like little sprinkling rain, right?
It was. It actually did not rain since we landed until 15 minutes into the game, and then it just didn't stop pretty much all night and all the next day, from what I hear. So. It was one of the wetter games I've been a part of, no doubt. We have had one other really wet game in Brisbane. I can't remember what year it was, but there was literally puddles on the ground. So it wasn't that bad, but, yeah, you just had to get the ball forward. And, you know, how good was Tyson Stengel when he got it forward? It was like he was using a dry ball compared to everyone else. So, it's good to see him get a bit of reward.
Absolutely. Now, it's Jess and I yesterday. We had a conversation on the radio show, and obviously, as an avid listener, you probably know what we were chatting about. But Facebook, like, I know that like you probably don't want people, but you don't have to say what the name is. But do you have a Facebook account?
No,
like
no.
Even I've private fake name, like Ditch Munkin or something.
No. Funny you say that. People used to call me that back in the day. No, but I have just created a fan page on Facebook.
Oh, all right.
So like to put content on and things like that.
Public right. figure.
Yeah. When you get your first, like when you get ready to launch it.
I've just launched it.
Oh, we'll get it. We'll share it. We'll share it on the Tim and Jess Instagram and at KROCK Geelong.
I think you just like it, and then, you know, what I put on Instagram will go on there.
You've definitely not used Facebook the way you're talking about it. No. No offense, but you sound like my 72-year-old dad.
Oh, there you go.
Facebook's just got this new thing called Meta AI, which is, if you've heard of ChatGPT before, kind of their version of that.
Do you use any AI stuff?
I don't at the minute, no, and I need to get my head around it because I'm a veteran. And
you
I need
are
to,
a yeah. veteran?
I need to start hanging around with the young kids a bit more.
Okay. Well, we started using it yesterday. I was trying to, because there's not much about Jess and I online, so it kind of did its best job describing us, but it was like 80% there, but probably 20% off.
It was kind of very generic, like radio announcer would be.
So every day this week, trying to learn more about it, because I think Jess is probably more into AI than I am. Mm. I just said, can you please, and I always use manners with AI because you never know when the robots are going to take over. Can you please give me some fun facts about Geelong player Mitch Duncan? I don't know if these are necessarily fun facts, more just facts, but you can confirm deny some of these. So you're a defender for the Geelong Cats. Wasn't defender mid, just defender.
Yeah, defender.
Born
attacking defender.
Born on the 10th of June 1991 in Perth. You're 6'2 and weigh 190 pounds. Didn't give me kilos, gave me pounds.
90 pounds. I think that's about 86, 87 kilos. I'll give it that.
You're a two-time premiership player. You made your debut against the Dogs in 2010.
No, Essendon.
Oi!
Joel Corey's 200th game.
All right, so it's not going absolutely
Maybe I was meant to say the Dons.
I said I was trying to figure out a little bit outside of football. It's like, tell me about the real Ditch Munkin or Mitch Duncan, whoever it wants to be. What are his interests? Apparently, you're a private person.
Yeah.
So your personal interests aren't well documented. However, you used to write a column for the Geelong Advertiser.
Did you?
Back in the day.
This is what I want to know about, and this is what Jess and I are trying to figure out. What did you used to write about?
Just week-to-week footy stuff, really.
Oh, really?
The ideas.
Under the pseudonym Ditch Munkin, obviously.
Yeah, and then someone else would actually write it. Like, my English is not great at the best of times, so I was definitely needed a ghostwriter. And, we just talked about, I can't even remember now, like footy, What else? I'm assuming it was all about footy.
Because it wasn't an opinion piece like Mitch goes bang or nah. anything like that. It's really. Like, oh, hey, tailgaters on the tray, blah, blah, nah. blah, blah.
I'm trying to think what year that was. It would have been
It hasn't given anything.
2012, 2013 maybe.
It just said it was on Saturdays and you were known for your hard-hitting style.
There you go. That's your digital footprint, hey. Yeah.
Hard hitting.
But it didn't say anything about the Facebook page that you've just launched.
No, that was in the last few days.
So make sure you give Mitch's new page a follow. So is it just Mitch Duncan fan page? Is that what
yeah,
it's called?
Yeah, it's like Mitchell Duncan.
Oh, Mitchell.
Yes. Yeah, I went more, a bit more formal because yep. I think Mitch Duncan was taken.
That's so funny. Okay. Do you know that's why we're the Tim and page. Jess show?
Yeah, because Tim and Jess show was already gone.
It was Tim and Jess is some couple in the US.
Yeah,
they just document their life. And what? We reached out to them and they never got back to us.
They didn't want to trade it. So we'll call Mitch Duncan and say, give Mitch Duncan
yeah.
the real name.
It probably is my old Facebook that I don't use, to be honest.
That's right. Well,
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
No matter how long you've lived in Geelong, whether you're born here, whether you've just moved here, sometimes... Like, even if you lived your whole life, you might just not get outside your bubble, right? And, like, geographically, you might just be a little bit hazy. I like to find... I pride myself in being very geographically grounded.
Oh, you give you a month and you are, bang, straight into that town.
Get in the car, go for a drive, get out, go see the things. My mind map will then build, and then that's how I establish that this is where I live. Mm-hmm. And since we moved here a year and a half ago, I feel like I put in the effort and I'm like, yeah, I feel like that this is my community and I'm absolutely loving it.
See, I know a lot about West Geelong.
I would say Northwest Geelong.
Yeah.
Even like Paco's a bit too south for you.
Yeah.
At the moment, if it isn't Corio Village Shopping Centre.
Hey, I like me some Warn Ponds as well.
Okay, fair enough. So what I keep getting stumped with, and again, only living here a year and a half, but I feel like pronunciation on... towns, streets, all those things.
I feel like you don't grow up in a place, it's easy to make mistakes.
Yep, and it's easy to just assume things because you go, oh, well, that's how that's spelt. That's how I'm going to pronounce it. I live out in Armstrong Creek. There's a suburb near me. We get people calling from there all the time. I have friends that live there and everyone pronounces it differently.
What suburb is that?
I'm going to hold it up on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And I want to see what your version of this is.
Sure,
because...
Okay.
And then
I'm probably going to say it wrong.
Yeah, well, you don't know anything south of Geelong. This is my problem.
I've been besides to Armstrong Creek.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
How do you pronounce this?
Charlemont?
See, there's so many. There's Charlemont. Charlemont.
Who calls it Charlemont?
We had someone. We had the girl who I laughed at. Her husband called her a gummy shark because she had no teeth. She said, I'm from
Charlemont.
Charlemont. Our friends.
I thought it was Charlemont.
Well, so there's three for me. It's Charlemont.
Yeah.
Charlemont or Charlemont. And I feel like it's the middle one, Charlemont.
Yeah.
But you think it's Shah.
Charlemont.
Why do you think it's Charlemont?
I don't know. It just looks fancy.
5223295 Give us a call.
Do you even pronounce the T? Could it just be Charlemont?
No. Could try. Because I've heard...
You don't know. You're not
well,
from
this
there.
This is the thing. I've heard so many people... from there, say it differently.
Yeah.
And it just can't be this ambiguous.
Well, this is like I grew up in a suburb in Melbourne and there was one street in our suburb that everyone said differently.
Okay.
So it was called – I called it Marnie's Road.
Right.
But a lot of people called it Mahoney's.
Nah, it's Marnie's. See, it's not Mahoney's.
It is Marnie's.
It's Marnie's because
right?
I've got an uncle who's – a married uncle whose surname's Marnie.
Yeah.
And it's I don't go, hi, Mr. Mahoney. To me,
this
it's money.
It's where you, when you grow up in that place, you grow up saying it a certain way.
5223295 Is it Charlemont? Charlemont? Or Charlemont?
Or Charlemont.
Or Charlemont. Sorry. I forgot about the fourth one. If you're from there, I feel like that gets more points because the thing is, everyone says it differently and it's just way too broad. And I need, we want to be nailing this.
It's not often speak directly to one particular suburb, but we really need to hear from Charlemont.
Charlemont, Charlemont, Charlemont. Give us a call. How do you say it? Todd from said town.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say it and take his answer away from us, from him, has given us a call. Todd, do you live in this town?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. How long have you lived in Charlemont?
Coming on 5 years.
Okay, all right.
How do you pronounce it?
As a Geelong person, you would pronounce it as Charlemont, just so nobody gets confused. But it's actually Charlemont.
Charlemont. Or Charlemont. Charlemont.
Charlemont.
Charlemont.
I'm losing my mind. So...
So when you moved there, Todd, they told you it was Charlemont.
Yeah.
So it is the French way.
Yes.
So there's no. So we're not pronouncing the T. We're not meant to be pronouncing it.
No.
Why? I wonder Charlemont. Why. Is there, like, do you know the history behind it, Todd?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, I did look up the Wikipedia for Charlemont.
Oh, so this will be real.
Tim. It said it's a suburb in Geelong, formerly part of Grovedale and Marshall, and then it became its own little area. It didn't say why it was named Charlemont, but, Todd, did you realise that some of the streets, in fact, several of the streets in Charlemont, are named after characters and locations from Game of Thrones?
Yes, I actually live in one of them.
What street do you live in? Oh, yeah, I probably don't want to say.
Let me list off some of the streets in Charlemont. Greyjoy Road, Bramley Avenue, Stannis Street, Samwell Street.
Why?
Aya Road.
Was this happening just during, like, the peak of...
It must have been.
Game of Thrones. Wow.
Isn't that bizarre? I had no idea that there was a whole, like, little suburb that had a whole bunch of Game of Thrones names.
French name, Game of Thrones inspired.
Yeah.
Todd?
So it was... This estate was named the Game of Homes.
Todd, you've answered my question, but you've also confused me even more. So we appreciate you. And now forevermore, it
it's
will be
Charlemont.
Charlemont. So thank you very much, Todd.
You're welcome.
There we go. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Will from the newsroom. He's come on in here. Finger guns galore.
Yep.
Moonwalked. Double cartwheel. Axel spin-off handle land.
God, it was impressive.
Don't know what's gotten into me today. Just feeling up and about.
Absolutely firing. Yep. And I'm glad, and so's Jess, because Will's about to test our news knowledge with this.
Metricon gives you freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
And I'm a little bit nervous because before I came in, or when I came in, Tim said I'm using the same mic that Mitch Duncan used earlier.
Yes.
So it's made me a little bit nervous.
I did. When he came in, I was like, you're on Lee's mic? And he was very impressed with that too. So
it goes down.
Yeah,
it does.
What I find interesting, obviously here at the radio station, a lot of big Cats fans, and we have a lot of Cats players that come through.
Yeah.
I went and spoke to Liv, who was looking after reception. And I was like, Mitch Duncan's coming in 10 minutes. And she went, And I was like, no.
Cool. Rain it in.
Cool, calm and collected. And you need to also remain cool, calm and collected,
I'm fine, Will. I'm fine.
The fact that you're just using something that Mitch Duncan has and you're all giddy is
Stop
adorable.
Stop licking the microphone.
It's just such a great kick.
He is. He is a very good kick.
Anyway, a woman by the name of Catherine Bennell Pegg is in the news. She's become the first ever Australian what?
To be kicked out of a comedy show for breastfeeding.
No.
Had a feeling.
Oh,
I don't know.
A bit more impressive.
Oh, first ever Australian.
Really impressive. This is a big achievement.
To navigate the world via boat.
Do you think like
it's
is that
1700?
Like, is that the top level of achievement for you?
I don't know, you said impressive. You? I would never go on a boat alone.
She's the first ever Australian astronaut.
Wow.
Hey!
Oh, no. Yes.
That is impressive.
So she's just graduated from the European Space Agency.
Yes.
Which we've had people go into space before, but she's the first Australian citizen to do it. So, like, other Aussies have been American citizens at the time, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll actually have the Australian badge on her arm if she goes up.
That's incredible.
Space.
That's very cool. Where are they planning to go to?
Well, it's
space, probably.
She's
saying. Yeah, okay. Well,
she's just graduated, so it's not even certain whether she'll actually, like, go up yet, but somewhere in the abyss.
Not Earth is normally where astronauts like to go.
I know, but they were, like, talking about sending, like, an all-female mission to the moon, so maybe she'll be a part of that.
Or a Hollywood basement.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, All right, Will.
Rein it in.
I'm a small pub in London has become...
He's rattled.
A small pub in London has become inundated with T-Swizzle fans. I love bringing up Tay-Tay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
because Taylor mentioned them in a song, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off her new album.
And they have taken it very seriously. They've like started offering like cocktails now, like Taylor Swift cocktails. Right. They're playing this like her a new album on repeat and stuff.
I'm sure the workers love that.
Do you have absolutely. They'd be getting a lot of money. And do you have the, what is the name of it?
It's called The Black Dog. Is that right?
Yes. I mean,
there would be so many pubs in London called The Black Dog.
No, there was one specific one that she visited, and that's
the
what
Black
she wrote
Dog
about.
On Essex Street, just around the corner from the
Well, it's where Taylor's ex used to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they reached out an invitation and said, you're welcome back anytime, Taylor.
That's nice.
Yeah. And Robert Irwin is in the news. What honour has been bestowed upon him?
Tim, is this what you spoke about yesterday?
Oh, he got a snail named after him. Now, so yesterday I got very excited. I saw that someone named a snail after Robert Irwin. There was no actual description of what the name was.
Do you have this information?
It's the...
Of course he does. See?
it's the Figulata Robertowini.
No wonder I couldn't figure that out. I feel like in what I was reading, that would have stood out off the page of something that I've never seen written. The Figueroa.
I asked him that one very basic question yesterday. He was like, basic. I don't know.
I didn't.
See, this is why we need Will. He has the news knowledge.
It's in there.
Yep. Say it again, Will. What's
Figulata Robertowini. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Well, Will's got to get out of here because he just found out Mitch Duncan went to the urinal and he wants to go wee in the same urinal as Mitch Duncan. He's just such a good kick of the footy.
If I had a leg like him, anything to get me.
Okay. This is Tim and Jess. Tim, it's finally arrived.
Okay.
Weeks ago, 6 weeks ago actually, you and the team here at K-Rock bought me the best gift of all for my wedding.
Oh, look, you know, when you get married, there's a lot of people here at the radio station, so I thought, it's my idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Thought, how can we let Jess know that we love her? Let's put our money together. Mm-hmm. And we bought for you, top package, mind you, the best money could buy, a membership, foundation membership to the Tasmanian Devils Football Club, the 19th team in the AFL.
It arrived.
Now, when we were chatting to Mitch Duncan earlier in the show from the Cats, he came in and he said, "Oh, what do you got there?" he saw it on your desk.
Yep.
And he was like, "Oh, wow, it's $10. That's a pretty good deal." I said, "No, Mitch, sir. We all got so many people to put in money. Mm-hmm. We got the $15 membership package, which includes four stickers, allegedly."
I am yet to open this envelope.
All right, I would love to know, because a lot of people across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine signed up to be members of the Tasmanian Devils.
So here's the envelope. It's got a picture of the Tassie Devil on the front.
You've got to remember, over 150,000 people signed up to become foundation members.
We are the team.
Oh, that's gangster.
Yeah, so I open it up. Oh, Jessica Kazi. Thank you for becoming a foundation Tasmania Devils member.
That's like properly personalised printing on cardboard.
That's
like
really cool. No wonder it took 6 weeks.
Format. That is fantastic.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Now, normally you wouldn't do this when you give somebody a wedding gift.
Yeah.
I did say...
You did call dibs on one of the stickers.
I want one of the stickers.
So I'm just going to open it up because it's got like writing on the inside too.
All right.
Oh, look at that. That's fancy.
Okay, read it out.
There's one thing that defines this team. People. Unwavering people. Our people. People have spent century always kicking into the wind. Until today when the team we were told would never, ever happen, roars to life. And while the players aren't here yet, we are. It's the saddest thing ever. Because there's no team without us, from the ice in our breath to the gravel in our veins, we are the team.
Great. I love it.
Okay, so we've got
four stickers here.
There's three. Oh, four stickers,
I was about to lose my plot. I was about to go off the rails.
There's two Tassie Devil stickers.
Yep,
I can give you one of these.
Just the logo.
Yeah.
That's not the one I want.
There's this one with the T on the...
Yep.
Is that their official logo? Because that's a bit garbage.
No, it's not the logo. Historically, that's the jumper they've worn in state football.
Fair enough. And then there's just Tassie Devils founding member.
Right. Well, that's three.
That's got to be worth something.
That's three stickers.
No, it's four because that's two. There's two Tassie Devils.
Okay, all right. So
which one would you like, Tim?
Definitely not the T.
I'll put these on our socials so everyone can see them.
I'll probably get one of the top ones that's just the logo of the side profile of the Tasmanian Devil.
It does look good,
And get this, they're not even in the league. They got the best logo in the league.
They do. Yep.
Hands down. Because I know you're a fake Hawthorn supporter.
Well, I mean, Hawthorn's not doing great at the moment.
And
so
I thought you like Geelong, but you're not willing to put your eggs in the Cats basket. As much as it broke...
I don't mind the Cats.
As much as it broke poor Mitch Duncan's heart earlier. But I think, like a lot of people across town, you can become a proud Tassie Devil and get ready to support the newest team in a couple of years, in 2028 when they join the league. And with stickers like that...
Roar on, as we say in Tassie.
Have you got anything you'd like to say to me and your fellow colleagues who all put money towards this for you?
Thank you
gift?
So much. Definitely one of the best wedding gifts we received. Mm. And I appreciate you, as always, Tim.
Thank you.
Now I'll give you your sticker.
Thank you.
So that you
finally, I get my thing out of this. Your wedding has honestly been very rewarding for me.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Get down on it. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.